So the Interstate 91 Viaduct project is going very well. Everything is on or slightly ahead of schedule. And the system that we've put in place to help people figure out whether to sort of merge early or late has actually been working well to help people get through the construction zone with fewer backups. So that is on schedule, and we're very pleased with the progress that the contractor has made.
Now, the contractor has a financial incentive to finish up early. Is it expected that they will finish that project, I believe, by sometime next spring, right? Roughly a year from now, it should be completely finished. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I mean, so in transportation ease, projects get finished in two ways. They get what we call full beneficial use, which means that our customers pretty much see it done. The lanes are done, the ramps are done, you're using it, but you might still see some work kind of going on the side of the road, landscaping, things like that. So the contract requires them to be at full beneficial use by next August. But the contractor is telling us that they do think that they could have that all done by this time next year.
And so that certainly will be good news for commuters. And I also know that the city of Springfield, in conjunction with MGM, is planning to do improvements to a lot of the surface roads around the casino project. And they need the viaduct work done before they can start that. Otherwise, we'd have a real traffic mess.
No, and we've known since we started that project that it was really critical to be coordinating with the timetable for the casino project, and that's one of the reasons that we built the incentives into the contract so that we would be sure that we could get our work done and get out of the way in order for the final work on other roads to get done for the casino. So we're on track for all of that to happen.
Union Station is opening this weekend following a $95 million, roughly 8-year restoration and redevelopment project. Have you seen it yet?
I have seen it, although not in its fully final form, but I've seen it at various stages of the construction and pretty recently. I'm out pretty regularly to visit with Mayor Sarno and Congressman Neal. I unfortunately will not be able to attend this weekend's festivities, but the governor will be there, as will our rail and transit administrator. It's a great project. It was a great partnership, and we're delighted that it will be open and that both the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority and the Peter Pan buses will start using that station.
What does it mean for the future of transportation in this region to have a facility like Union Station online now?
Transportation is very intimately tied to economic development, and one of the reasons that the Springfield and the Springfield Redevelopment Authority and MassDOT have worked so hard to get the station reopened is really as an anchor for the continued growth of Springfield and downtown Springfield. And so having the beautiful station, having trains there and buses there, as well as, you know, restaurants and service retail, we really hope that as well as a transportation hub, it will be an economic anchor for the continued revitalization of downtown Springfield.
As the station opens at this point, it has very limited train service. Just two long-distance Amtrak trains come through there, the Vermonter and the Lakeshore Limited, which comes through during the middle of the night. Can Union Station be a success without train service that connects to more destinations, particularly to Boston?
So we think that Union Station will grow incrementally as a train station. And remember, it's being built as a multimodal station. So folks who are there using buses, the folks who are walking in and using the service retail are important too. The first set of links that it will likely be easier to add are actually down to Connecticut and New York, because the state of Connecticut has committed to more Springfield, Hartford, New Haven service. And then, of course, in New Haven, you can connect down to New York. So we think that north-south connection to Connecticut and the New York metropolitan area is something that could happen fairly soon. And we're in active conversations with both the Connecticut Department of Transportation and Amtrak about what that would look like. And then subsequently, we know there's a lot of interest in east-west rail to Boston as well, and we're considering that as part of a statewide rail plan that's now under preparation.
As you probably know, there was an amendment to the state Senate's budget that was filed by Senator Eric Lesser from Longmeadow, calling for a study specifically about east-west rail connecting Springfield to Boston. A similar proposal was vetoed last year by Governor Baker. What would be your recommendation to Governor Baker about it if it makes it into the final version of the state budget?
Well, the governor and I will talk about it if it does make it in, and then the governor will make up his mind. But whether or not we do that specific study, we continue to speak to the senator and to other elected officials in the Springfield area. And as I say, we have an ongoing statewide rail planning process, which is looking at both east-west and north-south connections for Springfield.
It was a little more than a year ago that that your agency, or the MassDOT, and the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission entered into a memorandum of understanding concerning a pilot project to run north-south rail on what's known as the Knowledge Corridor rail line, roughly between the Greenfield and Springfield. What's the status of that project at this point?
So those conversations are ongoing, and the goal would really be for that kind of service to then connect at Union Station in Springfield to the more frequent service that Connecticut would be running down to New Haven and Hartford. So it wouldn't just be a pilot to get people from Greenfield and Northampton and Holyoke to Springfield, but to have the option to connect with a north-south service. So we're absolutely continuing those conversations with the Tim Brennan and the folks at the Pioneer Valley Planning Agency, as well as with the state of Connecticut. And as I said, with Connecticut planning their service for 2018, that's really the opportunity to see about a connecting service through the Knowledge Corridor in that same time frame.